If one made traps for a chai or an oaf or fish on Erev Yontif, lo yitol mehen biyontif, one should not take from these traps. If there are animals that were trapped inside, one should not take from them on Yontif. El imkein yodea shenitzodu mi Erev Yontif, unless you knew that they were trapped before Yontif. Because if you knew they were trapped, then that means that you were mechen them and they're not muksa. They were already prepared. But what if you weren't sure? What if you were misupik? So the Mishnah is telling us that according to this Tanakam, it's aser. Now, what's the reason that safik muchan, safik that it was prepared, is aser? Normally, the klal is that safik derabanan lahakel. Usually, we're makel by derabanans. So the Mefarshim go into a few reasons. One of them that's brought, Taisus Yishanim, says this in the beginning of Masechta, and the Rav says this here too, that when it comes to muksa, or specifically muchan, preparing things, when you have a safik muksa like this, whether it was prepared or not, we're machmir, just like a deraisa almost. Different than other derabanans. However, Rebbe Kiveger brings that the reason here, l'chora, is because it's a davar sheyesh l'matirin, the normally suffic derabanan, where mekel, but here by muktza, since tomorrow after yantif it's going to be mutter, so if you're not sure if something is prepared with on yantif or before yantif, we're machmer, even though it's just a derabanan, because it's a davar sheyesh l'matirin. And now we have the Mishnah continuing. There's a Maisa with a non-Jew that brought fish to Rabban Gamliel on Yantif. And he told his Talmidim that it was mutter to eat from the fish. But he didn't want to accept it from him. Meaning, he didn't like the guy, so he didn't want to take it from him, but he held an halacha that you're allowed to take it. So what was actually mutter? What did he hold as mutter? So Tais Yantif says, it was mutter to handle, but you couldn't eat from it. So Gamliel was just coming to be chilek on the fact that you can touch it, that it's not muksa, but you couldn't eat it. That's the Gemara's maskana. So therefore, the machlokes in this Mishnah is that the Tana Kama held that not only could you not eat it if you're misupik when it was trapped, just like the case we don't know when the guy trapped the fish, but you couldn't even handle it. The Tana Kama held anything that's usur to eat is also usur to handle. And Rabbi Gamliel clearly says over here that it's mutter to handle it. So now, once you say that according to Rabbi Gamliel that you're allowed to handle it, so Rabbi Kiveger points out, if the reason for this Isser, this whole Isser in the Mishnah, is because it's a davar sheyesh l'matirin, it's going to be mutter tomorrow, you can simply say that Rabbi Gamliel also agreed with the Tana Kama that a davar sheyesh l'matirin, even by a derabanan, is aser, but over here it's mutter because handling it, I could do it today and tomorrow. But if you say that the reason is because by muksa we're machmer, even when there's a suffix, which is how the Rav learns, you have to say the Rav Gamliel was cholik, and he held it, since it's a derabanan, you say suffik derabanan lahakel, just like we say normally. You don't treat muksa any differently, and that's the way the Rav himself says.